Hey everyone, it is so good to be back with you as we gather once again to take a posture of peace together. I thought it would be fun to kind of bring it back to the beginning. Some of you who have been with me for postures almost 3 years old, by the way, isn't that crazy? If you've been with me from the beginning, you may recognize my living room. This is where it all started. I started posture here at my dining room table. I just wanted to get on social media and start encouraging people, emboldening them in their journey with God, encouraging them to take a daily posture of perfect peace, a daily posture of trusting the Lord in all things with everything. And I'm excited to continue the journey with you. It won't be in this location. So this is actually my last posture episode here in our lovely home in Atlanta, Georgia. And so I thought, gosh, wouldn't it be fun just to kind of bring it back to the actual beginning, the actual room, the dining room table where it all started. I'm gonna start this episode like we've started all of the other posture episodes by diving into the Word of God. And then I wanna share with you guys a little bit about where I've been on my, what I'm calling my accidental sabbatical. And I wanna do that because the vision for posture remains the same, and that is I wanna show up in your screen and encourage you. I wanna embolden you in your journey with the Lord. And some of the ways that I do that, a primary way that I do that, is by sharing parts of my journey with the Lord with you. I don't like to teach theory. I think what is effective in the kingdom is what we are told in Revelation, where it says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And I believe that iron sharpens iron. When we share our experiences, we share our testimonies of what the Lord is doing in our lives and who we're becoming in Him. And that is not theory, that can only come from firsthand knowledge. And so that's why I'm sharing a little bit of my journey with you today. But first, let's go into the Word of God. I'm going to be reading today from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Paul writes here in verse 9, he said that God said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness." And then Paul says, because of this, because God's grace is sufficient for me, because His power is made perfect in weakness, then how am I going to respond? Paul says, I'm going to boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest on me. Okay, so where have I been? Some of you have asked, some of you have been wondering. You may have remembered that in the summer, I announced we're gonna do this mentor series. I was super excited about it. I was going to start introducing some of my mentors, the people who have poured into me, some of the things that I pour out to you. I said, I wanna connect you with them directly. You might have remembered my amazing conversation with Ashley Nicole Perez. If you haven't seen that, go back and watch that conversation. Ashley talks about living a lifestyle of rest. She talks about her amazing testimony of overcoming severe depression, anxiety. It's so powerful. So go back and you can watch that on my YouTube channel. So we started off strong. And then after that, nothing went according to plan. There was tech difficulties, scheduling conflicts, things that I recorded that didn't actually record. And I had a choice to make, because the reason I started to do the mentorship series, I was planning to do it over the summer, was to lighten my load. I'm a new mom. She's almost 2 years old. I consider myself still very new at this. And my husband and I have a commitment that our family, each other in our marriage and our children, will receive the first fruit of our ministry. It's very important to us. It's not enough that we just do amazing things out there in the world, reaching people globally, if it comes to the sacrifice and the expense of our family, because we believe that family is the first very priority ministry that God gives us. And so we're learning how to do that. I'm specifically learning how to do that in motherhood. I'm still learning. And so as the summer, as we were kind of, spring was unfolding, we were getting into last summer, I realized, you know, something's gotta give. I've gotta release some things off my plate, because I wanna be able to make sure that I'm fully present for my daughter and for our family. And I wanted our family to have an amazing summer together, not one that I was kind of doing all the things. Posture is not the only thing that I do, by the way. My husband and I run a tech company. I also coach faith-based online content creators, and we do a lot. Our plates are full. One of the promises the Lord gave us that you can have too is that He was going to teach us how to feast from our full plate. And I don't think a full plate is a bad thing, as long as you're carrying it properly. But if you get tired and you don't admit that you're getting tired and you don't ask for help and you're carrying that plate with tired arms, eventually the plate is gonna slip. Things are gonna inevitably fall and maybe even break. And I didn't want that. I didn't wanna get to that place of burnout to then take a break and reassess and decide to learn some things. And so I thought we'll do the mentor series. I'll kind of put it on automation. I'm able to take a break. You guys are still able to get great content. But again, nothing went according to plan. And I had a choice to make to pick up the load prematurely of the work that I had just laid down and then kind of give my family what was left to me, or I could just lay down posture and serve my family. And I chose the latter. And before you think, well, Lindsay, that you made the noble choice, you just have to know it wasn't an easy choice. And it should have been an easy choice. Family should always be an easy choice, but it wasn't. And I wrestled. Why did I wrestle? Well, because I obviously care about everyone that I connect with here through this community, but I also was struggling with this idea of maybe I wasn't stewarding what God had given me well. Ugh, what a fear to have, especially as a ministry leader, right? Like, God has given me this great platform. He's given me some amazing opportunities, and I'm not doing it well. I don't feel like I have the capacity to, and I perceived this weakness in myself that I was actually pretty afraid to acknowledge. I thought, what if I've lost my edge? The truth was, the season had changed. When things change, things have to change. When I started posture, I wasn't a mom yet, but things have shifted. So I needed to change as well. I just hadn't made that change yet. But I thought, that's fine. I'm going to take a break for the summer and I'll be back in full force in the fall. Well, the fall came and guess what? I wasn't ready yet. There were some things that were shifting in our family. We felt like the Lord was calling us to some new areas, and it needed my time and attention. And also, I needed to rest. I needed to refresh. I needed to not make everything about what I was doing. I wanted to make sure that I was still focusing on who I was being and who I'm becoming in the Lord. And so again, it wasn't an easy decision, should have been an easy decision, but I still wrestled. The Lord's very faithful, and he's very patient, and he's very gentle, and he's very kind, and he was with me through it all. And he provided some amazing friends and gave my husband and I some amazing wisdom as we were processing all that was happening in the fall, right? And what posture would look like moving forward. I had a great conversation with my friend Ashley. I was explaining to her, look, I'm really feeling some resistance. I don't feel that the Lord is asking me to lay posture down fully. I think it needs to look different. I don't know what that means, but I'm really just wrestling with how to show up, how to kind of jump back into it. And she had some great wisdom. She said, you know, Lindsay, when we start these partnerships and these projects with the Lord, whether it's starting an organization or a ministry or building a business or a passion project, it starts from this flow of our spirit. That's why often it feels effortless. It doesn't mean it's not hard work, but we find so much life in the work, right? And we're motivated and we're passionate and everything feels life-giving. But inevitably what happens is a structure is formed. We build a structure to support that flow, whether it's a schedule or a routine, or we build a team, we build an organization, and things start to get more structured to support that flow. And structures are great. As long as they continue to serve that flow of partnership with the Lord, that flow from your spirit. But often what happens is we begin to serve the structure and we begin to feel obligated to the structure. We begin to feel like the structure is now dictating and enforcing what we can and cannot do and how we can do things. It's no longer about what's happening between us and the Lord, what's going on in a relationship with him and what's overflowing from that partnership with him. We think it's the structure that's the source of the thing. And often sometimes the structure even gets in between us and the Lord and we start to relate to the Lord through the lens of the structure. And we say, this is what God wants me to do. This is what God wants me to steward. And we're no longer directly connecting with him. We're kind of connecting with him through the structure that we've created. And I feel like that's what happened a little bit with posture. You know, like I was posting weekly and we were posting a certain way. We were posting reels daily and I was starting to build a team. And all of that was wonderful until there no longer was this flow. There was just kind of this obligation to keep it going, even though my season of life had changed. So what I had once been able to do, I couldn't really do as effortlessly as I was able to do in an older season. Again, it wasn't that something went horribly wrong, but I had built a structure for a season that I was no longer in, but I kept the structure the same. And I was beginning to feel this tension of not being able to keep up with it all. And then I was taking that on as shame and condemnation if something is wrong with me, not, hey, something needs to change with this structure. So I think that's what was going on. So it was really enlightening to have that conversation with Ashley. And then I took that to the Lord and said, okay, what does this mean for moving forward? All this time, again, I don't want to brag on myself because the Lord was so magnificent and generous during this time with me of just holding me. And one of the things that I feel like he did for me was he held this space for me with posture. He held this digital territory. It's crazy, but some of my channels actually tripled in growth when I had stopped posting. People were consuming just older content that I had posted. And if you know anything about the algorithms, that's the Lord, right? For you to stop posting and your channels continue to grow, like that's a bit miraculous, right? I feel like the Lord just held it for me. And I feel like he'll hold it for you too, whatever that thing is that you're feeling that you need to surrender or maybe lay down completely. He is so magnificently kind, generous, patient. And you know what? At the end of the day, the thing that we're building with him is not irreplaceable, but you are irreplaceable to him. Your relationship with him is the unique thing, not the thing that we build. Structures rise and fall, right? Kingdoms rise and fall. But what you have with the Lord is absolutely precious. And I certainly never want to build anything that gets in the middle of him and me, that serves as this separator, if you will, in my own head and heart between me and the Lord. I don't want that. And so I said, okay, Lord, what is posture going to look like? And we had a great conversation on New Year's Eve. Some of you might have seen what I posted, and you know, announcing that I'm coming back in January. I don't know what posture is going to look like. We're going to be on the move. My family's going to be on the move a bit this year, and we want to take you with us. Like, I want to share with you the journey as it unfolds. I'm not turning this into like a lifestyle channel. It's still gonna be just me sharing encouragement, but it's gonna be a little bit more mobile. It's gonna be a little bit less structured. There could be some reels. There could be some long format episodes that I do on YouTube. I wanna do more lives. I think that'd be fun. I'd love to do some prayer calls. I'm just sharing kind of the dream and the things that I've been talking with the Lord about of like, hey, this would be fun. This would be freeing. This would be flow. So what does that have to do with 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9? You know, what Paul's talking about here when he's talking about weakness, some of you guys are probably very familiar with this passage of scripture. He's speaking to a thorn in his side that he's asked the Lord to remove from him three times over. And the Lord responds with, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. There's many theories of what that thorn is that Paul's talking about. If you're reading the context of what he's written in the prior chapter and even prior verses up to verse 9, I think what he's talking about is the physical, emotional, and mental afflictions that came through the persecution and the resistance that he faced in his ministry. That's what I think he's referring to. So all that to say, Paul acknowledged, hey, I'm not Superman. This is hard. And I'm not comparing my journey with Paul. But what Paul might have been facing externally, I think a lot of us face internally. And we have a lot of fist fights with ourselves when it comes to our weaknesses and refusing to acknowledge that we have some weaknesses. For me, I felt pretty weak when I couldn't keep it all going, when I couldn't keep up with the full plate, when I was no longer feasting from the full plate, it just felt like too much. And it felt like weakness to me, and I didn't want to admit it. And I think that's because the fear is if I acknowledge this limitation in myself, I'm going to get stuck in it and be limited forever. But I think what Paul's speaking to here is the kingdom truth about our weaknesses. And that is when we acknowledge our own limitation, our eyes are open, our awareness is open to the limitlessness that we have access to through Christ in us. So it's not about the weakness, it's about what are we choosing to be aware of in our weakness. This is not about becoming more self-sufficient and therefore more awesome and now God's gonna love us more. This is about choosing to partner with the Lord and his strength so that in all things we can find limitlessness even when there are perceived and very real limitations. This is what I've learned about God in the last 6 months or so, my accidental sabbatical. He is the provision. Not only the provider of a provision, whatever that provision is that we feel like we need, a healing, an outcome, a ministry, growth, success, protection. He is the provision. He has provided himself to us. We have access to him. We are now one with him. And who he is who we are becoming. And as we become more aware, beholding who he is, we become more aware of who it is he's made us to be in his image and his likeness. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that such rich treasure? Doesn't that make you think differently about your weakness? And we don't have to conjure up our own strength to keep us going. We'll need a break, but he'll hold us and he'll drive us and he'll fuel us and he'll love us and he'll accept us and he'll partner with us. And we get to be on the journey with him. Paul writes in verse 10, I'll end it here. He says, "For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong."